Now we forget about those things. But smallpox hasn't disappeared from the face of the earth, even though there is a very definite preventive measure. I would that we had such sure things in other diseases. Now, why is there still danger? Why do we say you must be vaccinated when there were only 12 cases? Now, I've heard that. I've heard intelligent people say it. Oh, after all, there were only 12 cases and 2 deaths, and there haven't been any more cases. Why the excitement? Well, let me in a moment try to get the idea over to you. We cannot guarantee that there have not been other cases, because not every case of smallpox, or for that matter of any disease, represents the classic or textbook picture. They vary in degree. Now, there very well may have been certain mild cases that have gone about and have not been diagnosed. The individual has not gone to a physician. He's not been acutely ill. He has not had much of an eruption. Or he may have stayed in his house ill without reporting it to the doctor or to the Department of Health. Now, things of that sort have occurred in the past. From a public health point of view, the dangerous people are not those who are ill. They are isolated. They are in the hospital, or they are in the home, and people know they are sick and stay away from them. It's the carrier, the person who carries the organism on his clothes or on his body, or the person who has a mild attack of the disease, who is the dangerous one. And remember that the person who has a mild attack can give it to one who is unprotected, and that person get it in all its severity. The cases that we have had have been of the most severe type, those that have a high fatality. And even if they don't die, they usually come out of it with permanent injury. And there's a high percentage of blindness, of injury to the heart and the kidney. Some people like to gamble. They like to take a chance. Well, that's all right with your worldly goods. If you lose them, you have a chance to earn some more. But if you gamble with your health and with your life, you are very foolhardy. There is a definite danger as long as people in the city are unprotected, as long as there is any percentage. Take the example of Mrs. Acosta. She just visited her husband, and then later, when it was known that he had smallpox, she was vaccinated. But it was too late. It was too late. And she paid for it with her life. So don't feel that you can wait until the last moment. For your own sake, and for that of your families and friends, please don't take a chance. Be vaccinated tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to a special address by Dr. Israel Weinstein, Health Commissioner of the City of New York.
Vaccination is the sure preventative against smallpox.